Genesis, chapter 35. And God said to Jacob, Arise, go up to Beth-El, and dwell there, and make there an altar to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau your brother. Then Jacob said to his household, and to all who were with him, Put away the foreign gods that are among you, and purify yourselves, and change your garments. And let us arise, and go up to Beth-El, and I will make there an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave to Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their hand, and the rings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and a terror of God was on the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, the same is Beth-El, he and all the people who were with him. And he built there an altar, and called the place El Beth-El, because there God was revealed to him, when he fled from the face of his brother. And Deborah Rebekah's nurse died, and she was buried below Beth-El under the oak, and the name of it was called Alon Bakuth, and God appeared to Jacob again, when he came from Paddan Aram, and blessed him. And God said to him, Your name is Jacob, your name will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel will be your name, and he named him Israel. And God said to him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply, a nation and a company of nations will be of you, and kings will come out of your loins. And the land which I gave to Abraham and Isaac, to you I will give it, and to your seed after you I will give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he spoke with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he spoke with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured out a drink offering on it, and poured oil on it. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke with him, Beth-El, and they journeyed from Beth-El, and there was still some distance to come to Ephrath, and Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, Don't be afraid, for now you will have another son. And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she named him Ben-Oni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died, and was buried in the way to Ephrath, the same is Bethlehem. And Jacob set up a pillar on her grave, the same is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. And Israel journeyed, and spread his tent beyond the tower of Ader. And it came to pass, while Israel stayed in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah his father's concubine, and Israel heard of it, and it was evil in his eyes. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's slave, Dan and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's slave, Gad and Asher, these are the sons of Jacob, who were born to him in Paddan Aram. And Jacob came to Isaac his father to Mamre, to Kiriath Arba, the same is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. And the days of Isaac were 180 years. And Isaac gave up the ghost, and died, and was gathered to his people, old and full of days, and Esau and Jacob his sons buried him.